This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Texas's oil and gas industry is seeing a boom, thanks in large part to the relatively new oil drilling method called fracking. Texas Oil helped push the U.S. to become the largest producer of crude in the world last year, but as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, it was around that same time the boom came to an end for a town in the Texas Hill Country.
If you follow State Highway 71 west, it ends in Brady, Texas. It's a town of about 6,000 people in McCulloch County, a stretch of the hill country with unique geology.
Sand goes back a long, long way here in Brady.
That's Tony Groves, the mayor of Brady.
Most people think in terms of fracking being a fairly new thing, but I had cousins that worked in the sand plant in the 50s and 60s time frame. So sand plants have been here for a long, long time.
The sand here has a nickname in the oil industry, Brady Brown. It's had many uses over the years, but mining operations were turned up a few notches when fracking came into vogue. Sand, good sand, is an essential ingredient for fracking.
Some people looked at Brady as a mining town, or McCulloch County as a mining town because of so much of the central steady part of the income came from the sand mines.
The success of fracking and drillers' thirst for sand brought bigger international mining operations to Brady. Some bought existing mines, some started new ones. Most bought up neighboring ranch land and deer leases for expansion. McCulloch County was eventually home to 7 sand plants until last November.
They told everybody no vacation, no nothing. We have the big guys coming in. So they come in, and Tuesday they told us we're shutting down.
That's Artie Aguirre. He's lived around Brady for most of his life. He spent the last 21 years running heavy equipment in a sand mine for Uniman. A few weeks before Thanksgiving, Artie got the news that he wouldn't be working there anymore.
So we picked up our toolboxes and our personal property, you know, our coats, our gloves, whatever we had in our lockers, you know, lunch boxes and all that. And we had to sign papers for, you know, that we was cut from the company, you know, because they was shutting down and they shut down the doors. Packed it up, we left.
It was terrible news for the workers, of course, but it was just the beginning of a wave that would hit the rest of the county's mines. You see, there's been a shift in the fracking industry. Oil companies have started using, geologically speaking, finer, younger sand. The Brady Brown is coarser and more difficult to crush. It was the industry standard, but oil companies developed ways to do without Brady Brown, so the sand mining operations are moving west.
It's easier to get sand 5 miles than it is to get it 500 miles, and that's why West Texas built. It's easier to get that sand.
Some of the sand companies are offering the Brady workers similar work out west in the Permian Basin, but whether they can leave depends on their individual situation. Artie Aguirre cannot. He's 62 years old, 3 years short of the retirement he planned. His wife works in Brady. He has elderly family members that need his help.
We made pretty good money here. I'm not saying we made it rich, but we made a living. And it was a decent living. You know, and I paid my bills, you know, and I did like everybody else. You pay your bills one day at a time. You go to work one day at a time. Hope you don't get sick, you know, and you try your best.
His severance is ending, and Artie's not sure what's next.
We need jobs out here. We need something that's stable and all this, you know, and it makes it hard, you know. I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. I guess, you know, just I really don't know.
The other day I was at Walmart on Saturday, and I heard two young men talking, and one of them said, well, I don't know how I'm going to make my car payment and my house payment. I haven't had a payment in so many months, you know, so it's sad. I don't know what's going to happen.
Carol Henderson lives just outside Brady with her husband of 57 years, LD. They have a small ranch off Highway 71 in Voca, next to a deposit of Brady Brown sand. LD was born and raised there. When they opened the sand mine, he was there too.
Well, LD went to work for one of them.
1958.
In 1958, and I was really happy about it.
LD had just been laid off from a job in Brady at the time. Carol was hoping for something a little more sustainable, and the sand mine provided it. He had steady employment for 36 years, a pension, health care. They're within minutes of most of the sand mines in the county. And now that they're closing, they've got a new problem. What's to come of the plants and the sand left behind.
Do you worry now what's going to happen to the pits and the...
Yes, they're supposed to fill them back up, leave them like they found them.
They won't now. They say they'll never fill them up now. At one time, I thought there was a law where they had to fill them back up and plant trees or something, but then a fellow that worked for the sand plant said that was no longer the case.
So that'll just be a hole in the ground.
It's a blow to have the sand plants leave. There's all kinds of rumors about who's bought those spaces. I don't know anything about for sure who did that or if they've been purchased.
That's Mayor Tony Groves again. 2 months after the first mines began closing, rumors and hearsay are all over town. What the mayor does know is that about 15% of the households in Brady are hurting right now. There may be ripple effects from the closings down the line. People have less to spend. Other mine-related businesses could close. People may need to leave to find new jobs. But Mayor Groves is optimistic.
We don't need to be screaming, woe is me, the world's coming to an end because the sand plant's left. What we need to be doing is saying, okay, we've got an opportunity that closed. We got new opportunities that we don't even know about yet that may make things better than they were before, and that's our approach.
And there's always the chance that someday there's a new use for that Brady Brown sand. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.